Hi guys, welcome to Simply You. Be here, be real, be you. I am your host, Carly Basham, and thank you all so much for tuning in. It truly means the world to me and more to have you guys here, and I cannot wait to start this journey with you guys. So without further ado, welcome to Simply You. Before we get started, I want to give thanks. So first, thank you so much to my team. Without you guys, this would not have been possible at all. Thank you all so much for your all's belief in myself and my vision in this podcast, just the overall meaning behind it. Your all's support and ability to be able to see through myself and be able to seek out my vision for me has been so insane to see, honestly, because you all have executed it in a way that is better than I could have ever imagined. So just thank you all so much, and just know that there is no Simply You without you guys. Y'all are awesome. Next, I want to give a thanks to my family and friends, my greatest support system. You all are the core of my beings. Without you guys, I would not be here, let alone have had the confidence and courage to have this vision, let alone seek out this vision. So just know how much I value each and every one of you guys and how much you all have impacted my life for the better. It truly does not go unnoticed, and just know that your all's unconditional love and support and guidance and patience with me is one of the biggest reasons why I go as hard as I do every single day. Anyways, I really want Simply You to become a safe space for all of us. I just think that with how social media is nowadays, societal pressures, and just growing up in general, it can be so hard and so draining and tiring and almost like suffocating. So that's just where I really want to create this platform for all of us to be able to come, take a nice, long, deep breath, and just be able to slow down. I think it is really easy just with how accessible social media is nowadays and how much we are able to consume. It is so easy to fall into the trap of comparison. And I mean, you've probably heard it 1,000 times, but it is so true. Comparison really is the thief of joy. And I just think with how accessible seeing everybody else's lives around us and how they're living their lives, how they're dressing, what they're eating, all of these different small little factors throughout different people's lives, we are just able to see constantly throughout the day. And that's just where it's so easy to fall into the trap of comparison and to thinking that your life isn't good enough, who you are is not worth it, is not strong enough, is thinking that you need to change how you look, change how you dress, change how you live, right? Whenever in reality, all that matters is being exactly who you are. Whatever that looks like, whatever lifestyle that means, whatever form of the best version of yourself that you feel the most confident in is all that anybody should ever ask for out of you. It doesn't matter what she's doing, what they're doing. It doesn't matter what anyone else is doing. All that matters is that you are living out a life that is serving to your highest self, that is serving yourself in ways that is giving back, that is filling up your cup. Just going back to social media and just with how much we are able to see and access through it, I think it's really easy to doubt your capabilities, doubt your personality, your looks, just all of these factors about your life that make you you, right? Instead of thinking that all of our differences is the most beautiful thing in the world, for some reason, our society has made us think being different is weird, that being different is not good enough. When in reality, I honestly think it is the complete opposite. I think that being weird, being goofy, having a little quirkiness about you, like that's what we as humans are meant for, right? Like we were not built and made to be conformed in this small little box. We were not built and made to all look the same and all dress the same and all talk the same and all eat the same and live the same. Like that would just be such a boring life in such a boring world. So rather than looking at all of those differences and thinking that they are weird, that they are not good enough, that they're less than, instead, I really want us to start shifting that focus and shifting that perspective and really placing admiration on all of our differences, right? If you are able to see somebody who is able to push the limits outside of the box that you have made, to dress differently, to look differently, to speak differently, to see things differently, rather than being afraid of that, that is what we should be attracted to the most, right? Because that is how we're going to grow, is pushing outside of our comfort zone, pushing outside of this box that we have been pushed in our whole entire lives. That is where I want Simply You to become a space and a platform where those differences are loved, where vulnerability is embraced and authenticity is encouraged, right? Within this world, it is so hard to, I think, really show and express true vulnerability and really show your real self, right? Just because we are all so afraid nowadays of being seen, of putting ourselves out there, whenever in reality, like, we all have so many naturally gifted things about us that all make us unique in our own way. I really want to encourage all of us to embrace those things about us, right? Like, it is okay if you are weird. It is okay if you do not look like the girl on Instagram posting, right? Like, whatever it is, whoever you are, that is the most important thing about you. Stay true to that, and your life will transform and be created into a thing that is fully meant for you. On top of authenticity and vulnerability, I really want to challenge perspective as well. I honestly think that whenever we get used to and get very comfortable with the perspective that we have, it's really easy to stay in that quote unquote box that we put up. So that's just where I want this to be a platform, a safe space where we can share wisdom, where we can share knowledge with each other and really challenge the way that we see the world, challenge the way that we view situations, really try to pivot to the point where we as a society, where we as people are not only looking at the problem, but now placing more emphasis on the solution. I really think that whenever you become a solution-based thinker, that is whenever you really start to think outside the box, kind of push outside the narrative that society wants us to see. And that's whenever I honestly think that your creativeness comes out and all of those weird, quirky little factors about you are honestly one of your greatest assets. It is so cool to see. I just want all of us to be able to have the courage, to have the confidence, to be able to embrace it, to be able to embrace the parts of you that you feel the need to hide or try to push down. I want Simply You to shed light on those parts of you, okay? I don't care how dark they are, how funny, how quirky, how weird they are. That is all okay here, okay? I promise you, I myself have my dark side, have my weird side, have my quirkiness about me. You are gonna see it. You are gonna hear about it throughout this show. We do not even know what we are capable of if we don't go after it, right? To be able to go after something, you have to have the courage, you have to have the confidence, and that is what I want to shed light on, because with just how social media is nowadays, you just see so many people succeeding and doing all of these amazing things, right? But I really want to shed light on not only the success, because yes, we are going to be talking about and emphasizing and hearing people's stories of success. I think it's really important. That's how we stay motivated. That's how we are inspired as humans, right? So also, on the other side of things, I really want to shed light on the process of being successful, right? The process that it takes to create a life around you where you are reaching your highest self and living that life out and acting on it every single day. Because to me, that is the most valuable thing that we can ever share on this earth. And just the way that you are living your life, the behaviors, the habits, your perspective, your outlook, how you're reacting and responding to things. There are so many factors, because think about it. We don't have control over a lot. And that can be scary. That honestly is what triggers a lot of us, including myself, is whenever things start to get out of our control, we all start to freak out. Okay, not we all. I say that myself. I start to lose my shit, especially whenever things start to get out of my control. But that's where myself, us, we as people, that's where whenever things start to get out of our control, reel it back in. Focus on what we can control within those hard moments. And that is our effort. That is our behaviors, our habits, our outlook on life, right? The second that you start to alter your perspective, to challenge your mindset, to see things a little bit differently, to be more conscious about what you're feeding your mind, right? When in reality, if we spent two of those hours that we're scrolling on TikTok, that we're scrolling on Instagram, that we're doing whatever it is, admiring someone else's life, if we take those 2 hours and put it into yourself, that is where you are going to see the growth, okay? Invest in yourself, invest in your time, and invest in your mind. If you invest in those three things, I promise you, life is going to seem and feel like an abundance a fulfillment around you. So yeah, there is going to be a lot of different topics throughout the show. We are going to be asking each other some hard questions. We're going to have some difficult conversations, maybe uncomfortable conversations. We're going to laugh a lot. We are gonna show our weird side. We are going to talk and see it all, okay? And that is where I am so excited to share this journey with you guys. I feel like it's really hard to really show who you are, show how you see things, and kind of unleash the mask that we all put up, right? But that's really my goal within Simply You, is to, throughout each episode, just start to unleash my own mask where you all can just slowly become more comfortable and hopefully give you all the confidence to start unleashing your own mask too. Something throughout this life that I think is so valuable is being able to learn. I think that if we continue to seek knowledge and to seek wisdom and really just seek growth, that is really what it comes down to, is how much are we wanting to grow, right? If we are eagerly seeking out ways to grow, if we are trying to put ourselves in situations that challenge us a little bit, right? That is where we are going to evolve into the person, into the woman that you want to be. And that's the beauty of it, right? Is the challenge. Embrace the challenge. Embrace the hard. Good things were not meant to be easy. So if it's hard, typically it's worth it. And that is what is so beautiful, because you not only prove to others, but more importantly, you prove to yourself that you can, you will, and you did that. Once you get to that point, there is nothing that you can't do. And that's just where you're going to slowly just start tapping into your power, all of those capabilities that you have been trying to hide for so long. That is where I really want Simply You to shed light on people's stories. So I really want to bring on guests. I'm so excited about some guests that I'm going to be bringing on here, but really just shedding light on how they see the world, their perspective, kind of challenging their mindset, picking apart their brain a little bit, really just learning the process of how they got to where they are. I really think that that is one of the most beautiful and valuable things that we can share throughout this life, is the process. Everything is about the process. If we are strictly focused on the finish line, we are going to miss everything that was truly meant for us. So that's where I really want this show, this platform, to be a space where we can slow down and really just be grateful for the process and where we're at right now. Time is truly of the essence. We only have one life to live on this earth. Placing value on the time that we have here, really investing in the time that you are putting into this life. So that's where I really am excited to share not only my story, but these guest stories as well. I really want this to be something that can be interactive for all of us, super engaging, where you all are not only learning about me, but I am able to learn about each and every one of you all too. You know, I am here for you guys. Again, this is a safe space. There are no scary, dark, funny, good, successful horror stories that Simply You and myself cannot handle. Okay, I promise you that. So I really just hope that throughout this process and as time goes, we can start to create this platform and this community that really just is super welcoming, is super safe, and again, embraces authenticity and encourages vulnerability. Those two things are, I think, some of the most prized possessions that we have here on earth. And the ability to share that with one another is insane, truthfully. So I'm just so excited to share and start this journey with each and every one of you guys. Let's get into details real quick. So what I'm thinking is every Sunday a new episode is going to come out. So let's all tune in every single Sunday. It'll be on YouTube. It'll be on Spotify. And then I also have my Instagram and TikTok, where I'll be doing some behind the scenes, doing some short clips and reels. That's just where I will really be able to interact with you guys too. So would love if we could make that as interactive as possible, because again, I want this to be more for you guys than anybody else here. Yeah, that's basically my plan. Every single Sunday, to where then we can get our mental nice and refreshed before the new week, and we are ready to attack it being strong, independent, beautiful woman, because that is who we were meant to be. So I cannot wait to just continue this process and journey with you guys. It truly is an honor being here. I don't know where I would be without you guys. So thank y'all so much. I hope you all enjoy it as much as I do. Tune in next week for our first official episode, where we have some very interesting topics. So I'm so excited. You all will be seeing some sneak peeks throughout next week too for that. So just keep staying tuned in. I just cannot wait to keep talking and sharing more with you guys. Thank you all so much for tuning in to Simply You. Be here, be real, be you with Carly Basham.